Track 12 and our feature article. This week's feature article appeared in the Sunday Telegraph a couple of weeks ago, and we thought it might be of interest to you. It was written by Rachel Lacey, and it's going to be read by Denise.
How the visually impaired could benefit from a £3,000 top-up. If you're one of the 2 million plus people in the UK who are living with visual impairment, you may be entitled to a valuable tax break. The Blind Person's Allowance provides a top-up to the tax-free personal allowance. In the current year, it is worth £3,070. With the personal allowance at £12,570, this means that blind people can currently receive an income of £15,640 before they need to start paying tax. The top-up is payable to all eligible claimants, irrespective of age or overall income. Although the personal allowance has been frozen at its current level until 2028, the RNIB says the blind person's allowance is linked to inflation and still increases each year. From April the 6th, it will rise by 1.9% to £3,130, meaning that claimants can have an income of £15,700 before they need to pay tax. It is possible to transfer your blind person's allowance to a spouse or civil partner you're living with, even if they do not have a visual impairment. You'll want to do this if you don't pay tax or do not earn enough to take advantage of the full allowance. According to Fight for Sight, one in four blind people in the UK is in paid employment. That means there are more than 300,000 individuals of working age in the UK with sight loss that are not earning. The ability to transfer the allowance means your household can still benefit from paying a reduced amount of tax. The blind personal allowance is not a payment, but rather a way to reduce your tax bill. Adding the blind person's allowance to your personal allowance would currently save up to £614 a year, rising to £626 in the tax year 25-26. However, if you haven't claimed the blind person's allowance, you may be able to save even more, as claims can be backdated by up to 4 years. In England and Wales, you will need to provide a certificate confirming that you are blind or severely sight impaired, or a document confirming the diagnosis from your doctor. You will also need to be registered with your local council as either blind or severely sight impaired.